It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today on the telephone, I have Mayor James Wynn of Elmo. And we're heading into those months where we've got, you know, like things like town cleanup coming on, secondary water, all those other great things getting us outside. Some, you know, of course, road projects that are going to be coming up as well. And we wanted to get him on the air and just kind of talk about it and let everybody know about those things. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So let's jump right in and start right off the top. You said that you've got a town cleanup kind of a thing coming up.
Yeah, for the first few weeks of May, we're doing a town cleanup. We'll have some extra dumpsters out at our dumpster area, and also extended hours where we'll have it open more than just the days we have right now. So probably all during the week, we'll have it open during the day for people to take their stuff and dump it so that it's available for people to use, and looking to help anybody that wants to clean up their yard for the spring, go for it.
It's there and it's available to them, so, you know, get out there and get it taken care of. Now, is that going to run the whole month of April, or when is that going to stop?
It'll start the first part of May and go till the 18th of May.
Oh, perfect. So we got plenty of time to get things ready and get things together for that to happen. Another thing that always happens, as you were saying, secondary water has been turned on and it's ready to roll, right? But that doesn't mean to go crazy.
Yeah, we want to make sure we water smart so that we don't run low on water this year. So
just conserve as much as you
can.
And you know, use it wisely and do what you need to do as far as that is concerned. It's always, that's a good rule of thumb if you got full reservoirs or half full reservoirs, right?
Yep.
All right. Then the other thing we want to talk about is you've got a road project that's going to be coming up. People are going to need to be aware of that so that they can clear the trailers and everything off the road so you can get that chipped. When's that going to happen?
That's going to happen this summer. I don't have the exact dates, but they're going to chip all the roads in town. It's our year to get that, so we need to get putting our trailers and stuff off the road if possible so that when that does come around, we don't have to hold things up.
You've got things like that coming, of course. And is it ever too early to start talking about horse and buggy days? Have we started that step that direction yet?
Yep, we're headed there. It's second weekend in August, and we have our public hearing this next town meeting in May for our budget, so we'll talk about horse and buggy days and our plans for that during that as well.
And that one, as you said too, we were talking before we came on the air, that one will be good for, you know, anybody that's interested in where your money is going in Elmo. Go to that meeting and look over the budget and see what happens before you guys have to get it ready. And those have to be finalized by the end of May, don't they?
Yeah, we have to have them ready to make official in June. So
still plenty of time to get over there, get things looked at, get things taken care of. Let's work on getting, you know what, everybody's doing it right now, it seems like. Spring cleanup coming with the extra days with the dumpsters and everything. We'll begin the 1st of May. You've got the chipping project. Of course, we've got horse and buggy days. Is there anything else you wanted to cover before we get out of here today?
No, I think that's all we've got. Lots going on.
Always a lot of things going on over there in Elmo City. So once again, Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Take care of yourself. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.